to say is, all that's just fine, except it is against the law. If you get caught with it, you're in trouble.
Well, don't you believe in that?
Hell yes.
So do I. So I sure do. Matter of fact,
we probably ought to have a prohibition to goddamn thing at work.
But that's your problem with marijuana. I think you're getting to a point where you may be.
Or it won't work.
Or it won't work. Just like prohibition. If you
want to do this, that I should then step up to Schaefer and say, okay, we have to legalize marijuana, sir. I just
even the doctors, even who was it?
If it isn't going to work,
even if McCluskey came out against
that, that's right. If it isn't going to work, let your successor be the president and let's the bars down on that.
Well, I put the line up to these people that it's not his.
Just at the bottom, I told them to get the word of the people that your calls are coffee.
I don't think it'll get a
plan out
of it. I'm excellent to shove me through those things. But it'll be a good play in New York, which is important to us. And the wire can actually give a play, which is not an easy sign. Television, you're probably not, but don't worry about it. You've got to do a few things like
that. That stuff in the customs line might come through. There's a little human interest in that.
Well, it was an interest in Collier's, a Jewish couple, and an English couple, and the young people that were
Rest.
All came through.
So they're all in here for this meeting.
Yeah.
As we'll mention them. Something that may come up at this meeting is the question of 25 more customs agents.
I've got that, and I'm supposed to say it's okay.
Well, now, I talked to Conley about those conditions, and he's agreeable.
All right.
So I don't think you need to go too heavy on it.
I
need to
say
what I did say. You understand it is on some conditions, and the Secretary of Conley's going to work it out. I didn't mention to him the Social Security.
Could I just suggest this, and I know when Ron's asking whether it's not about the hiring, that we should read with regard to the
punishment?
I said, of course, I meant we have laws at the state level and the federal level with various elements of punishment, and the highest punishment in those provided those laws should go to these damn veterans, and they shouldn't cop out. I said, that's a real crime. Most people have forgotten that we increased the penalties in our whole bondless crime.
That's correct. That's correct.
We did. Why don't you remind her, have people remind her
of that? And we did it on explosives.
That's right. Bombers.
Yep.
We call it
hijack bombers.
Hijacking. Let me tell you, I know this feeling.
They already put the steel on you.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have a feeling, John. And I know that people are in it. I know exactly why they say it. Take the line that crows and consider the important things are Javi's things, so nobody knows it's important. But in those countries that have stopped it, they haven't done it. You permissive and secure in the island. They've done it by killing that, sir. In Japan, in China, and Iran, you know what they do now?
They kill the veterans, not the addicts.
That's right, sir. And what I'm getting at, the other thing with the treatment for the addicts and all that, sir,
they put the addicts away.
It's all right, I'm for it, I think it's important, and it's a humanitarian thing to do. But as far as that angry guy sitting out there in front of the tube, what's that guy that's on that Tolerance Broker, Archie Hunter, what's he thinking about? He says, Jesus Christ, I mean, why did he go to jail?
Yeah.
Do you agree or not?
No question.
Let's talk about that. And let these left-wing sons of bitches in the press say, what's the president of the government? I'm for the president.
Well, I thought of this.
I
think he found the line.
Yeah.
Right there. It's the maximum allowable
by the law, state or federal, rather than negotiating down the mountain. I see.
Yeah. And if Ron gets harder, you can say, well, you heard Rockefeller. He said that our federal guys were going to have to go in the state court because the punishments were more severe in state court than they were in federal.
Right. Ron, well. But you will look into seeing whether there's any way for an interstate traffic. In other words, distinguishing somebody that's kind of
a Lindbergh law kind
of thing. A Lindbergh law thing, why shouldn't they have the death penalty? You don't think so?
I don't think so. That doesn't bother me.
Different sort of. Believe me, I think kidnappers should have the death penalty. And I think this is their death penalty. I think those bombers should have the death penalty. God damn it, these people, you're not going to stop them otherwise.
No, I don't have any trouble with that.
problem if we could just limit to interstate traffickers and dangerous drugs.
Hard drugs.
Yeah. And is there any way you can say how much they carry or this or that?
No, I don't think you'd want to limit your long distance guys, because a guy might get gram over or gram under. You know.
But how do you do it so that you don't get the poor drug addict who's going across the state?
Well, we'll be back to you on this. It's in the works, but it'll take a little bit.
I think it would have more of a tendency to commit.
I tell you why,
John, might get us known that we're doing something in this field.
You see, the whole business about busing, if you have any doubt about it, the fact of the argument about it,
they already do have very many interest in the funders.
Yeah.
Okay. Very many are.
You know the setup in that? They got a captain still, a heroin still. Instead of teacups this time, everybody's got a bag of heroin in these planes. A little party favor.
Don't take your heroin off. Mainland?
Looks like about $500,000 worth.
Because you can't judge this. What do you think of an operation like today? Is it just too big of a grandstand?
No, I don't think so. In the first place, it would be some good locally. Actually, we're locally good.
I agree.
Yep.
They're going to play locally. I have no doubt about that. New York will play.
I would be very surprised if the networks didn't carry the footage in the customs shed. Because it was colorful, it was interesting, you were interacting with people, and it's different. But my new sense is not infallible.
You look back, remember we've often said what you call your dog in the 20 shows. Remember when you tried those for a while?
Yep.
God damn press guys.
Might just as well
we've stood it up.
Hung it up.
We did a beautiful job, didn't we? We had the sons of bitches sitting in there.
Yep.
But part of it, they didn't believe in it. They didn't want to go. Come on, Ron.
What group?
You're all set?
Good. They've already taken pictures of the lab and so forth.
All right.
So those are the pictures you sent to the table.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me getting a picture of the lab. They've already got it. So he says, I keep dealing with them now. Okay, all right. What about Kennedy players to whack at you?
What the hell is that?
Well, I really think it's responsible.
Any responsibility on people, you know, goddamn, you know, we all know what we're doing in the house. But you know when it went in.
Kennedy put us, and he was right.
I can't tell you, sir.
He was totally right. You know, you remember the speech on Laos' first college? He's goddamn right. Why are you going to Laos?
Doesn't Teddy know this?
I'm sure he does. I don't think he gives a damn.
His people went around there apparently got a lot of information on it.
This is the GAO that has this report.
GAO. And why do they give it to a senator?
Well, he asked for it.
All right.
I'm talking about Laos.
I'm sorry.
He's got some CIA employees on his side. I'm not going to prosecute.
Right.
I don't have anything. I want to tell you one thing that I was pleased that you came up with. I didn't know what you would be talking about. It was out of my mind. I had made the decision for a week to program on that. Social Security.
Yes.
And then we had to give those false security.
Yes.
And instead of after they had the hearing, I hear I get on me. John Calvin and Schultz, Spiner, and I will help this man from the side. And I said, how do you feel? And I asked him. He says, well, he says you've got Arthur Lynn and so forth for pushing her. And you've got the congressional guys. They're all 10. They don't want to have to go to the president. I said, well, that it seemed to me that we are now in a position which he tells me this is also your position. I told him I said, that's why I told him to go to it. Seems to me, and I said, that we're in a position where, because it's an election year, we say in effect that there is nothing that we can stop that involves or is meant to have involved a special interest group. And I said, maybe we will get rolled on this. Maybe we do lose the old folks' vote. Maybe we do lose the election. But I feel, John, that goddammit, the election isn't worth winning if we just get rolling everything. So we said, we're just standing firm. I think you should, I'll give the tough word to Richardson and Fleming tomorrow. But I think what we ought to do is to interrogate you there. John said, you thought you could negotiate on something around 10%? Or someone could be changed to
the two things you can, and I'm sure you can.
I'll say, how can you tell them that you thought was that first? Well, that's where you got the 10%.
Yes.
They negotiate 10%.
No, I'm not sure what they really got. But the point is, I think you can.
But anyway, I don't have any other to say this. Apart from that, how possibly could we go for a 20% increase in Social Security in and a $6 billion bank in the budget, so that responsibility, the responsible position on the wage price part.
We can.
So that's why we do it.
Sure.
It's a trade world here.
Now, that took the long shot on
that. That's right. And they got praised for it. And finally, by God, they got praised for it. Did you notice?
Yes.
In the editorial. Price for it is stood firm and late for it, right? So we stand firm on this.
And you may have to take on food prices. Food prices are going to hit us this week. Consumer price index. I may say something about it tomorrow.
What do you think we can do?
I don't know what we can do.
We probably freeze the damn things.
But we have to start with y'all. We will. Lyle is supposed to be frozen at the retail level.
What can you do?
But I've got to get back into this food thing.
So are you going to have a press conference tomorrow?
No.
What do you know that says something?
Well, I thought I'd leak out some stories on this because this consumer price is going to come out with us later in the week. It's going to come Thursday. I used to do Wednesday this week. It's going to be bad. Everything else looks wonderful.
Yeah. Nevertheless, John, I think this the thing is that I would like to see you, and I too. See, I would I had an opportunity to get something this week, and maybe Thursday, Friday. But I would like to see you
step in with a strong jaw, and then I will be saying something, I'll be doing something in the office here, and I'll follow it up. That the fifth boat hit the longshore, hit the food, and if you're asked about Social Security, well, if you're not in the presence, you won't be asked about it, but you know, on Social Security, the decision is made. So, but I guess probably I have to say it first.
Yes, sir, you'll have to give some indication.
Yeah.
To
you've already testified to that fact, anyway.
Yes, basically, George and I both did that.
Well, if you're asked, you can say categorically that you stand in that position, and I believe that's the president's position.
I see.
You make that question. The second thing is, if you, on the food, how could you draw a line? How would I work? You say? Pardon me.
I think what you say is that
very regretful that food prices have run the consumer price index up as much as they have in this latest report, and that we're asking both the price commission, the cost of living council, as well as the Department of Agriculture to analyze just where the process this cost is, what causes it, where is it arisen. Then we're going to try to get to the bottom of it, and some of it's going to be at the producer level. No question about that. Some of it will be, but not that much.
100%.
Not that much.
You know where the hell it is. In the middleman and those damn retailers. I mean, a lot of that activity.
You know very well that the farmers aren't doing all that well.
No, they're not.
They're not doing that well. And it isn't that big a bite of the price drop.
I know that. That's exactly
right. Well, it's the point that you made that you told those damn cattlemen to take this thing on and they didn't see the sense to do it months ago.
That's right.
I know about these food prices.
And it's going to be hell for us cantaloupe because this, and we're going to have to deal with it tomorrow and next day. And I'd like to need to do a little more work and maybe talk to you tomorrow.
Well, the CPI, I'll be here. Well, the CPI will,
they'll come out Thursday. See, we've got Meany's meeting and his people all this week.
He's going to get off.
I know, sir. I do not. I do not for the simple reason he can't afford to get off on the basis of the longshore. He's got an indefensible fashion situation.
We've got a ledge.
He may get off. He'll get off. He'll get off on account of prices or interest or something. He'll get off on some basis like that. He's not going to get off on the longshore unless I'm badly mistaken. Because I just don't think he can defend that.
You don't think the CBI, I heard it was coming out Wednesday, didn't you, sir?
I was just Thursday. I just talked to George Schultz and he said it was Thursday.
Everything else looks great.
Like what?
Well, the leading indicators look good. Got there up again, 2.6%.
That doesn't come out until later in the week, but you know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And housing?
Housing is great.
There's going to be buying retail sales on my interest.
That's right. You've heard it over there. First quarter reports look excellent. We're always on target for the GNP of $28.6 billion for the first quarter. That's a very preliminary figure. We never published it. The first guess.
Who gave it?
That's your figure. The North Commerce Department shows the GNP increase of 28.6 billion in the first quarter of this year.
When did we get it?
Well, we won't then. We'll call this.
When does the figure come out? The GNP figure?
It'll be
this is January, February, March.
It's here in March. It'll be another month or so. But the only important part of this is that we're doing fine. The only personal savings are up.
Real things.
The only thing that's hurt us right now, and the only thing that's the most that I know of is bad news, is food.
Now the CPI, as far as other things are concerned,
I won't be too bad.
The prices aren't too bad, are they?
No.
You mean the pricing is working pretty well?
I think it needs around three
tenths and another one part.
I think food, of course, as we know, is terribly low.
It's volatile. It could be
way up this month and it could be down
way down. Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine, I talked to two cattlemen this morning. 10 days ago, they sold the steers out of the feedlot, weighing about 1,000 pounds at 36 cents. They sold some more this week at 33 cents. So they dropped 3 cents a pound, or roughly 10% in a week. Now that's how volatile they are. Within 10 days ago, they sold cattle out of the feedlot, weighing 1,000 pounds of steers at 36 cents. Just Friday, they sold some more last Friday. Same quality, same weight at 33 cents. Same market. So they dropped 3 cents.
in a week's time. Now, I don't know that that's overall the country, but
is there anything dramatic familiar on the food and we'll talk on that a lot, but if there's anything that we shouldn't do a thing unless it's going to work though, because my God, that's one place to
go.
No, they go to those grocery stores and check. There's nothing.
That's right. And we ought not to.
And also, we must not react to every behavior.
That's
with something wrong.
That's
what I'm worried about.
This is March.
Let's keep our.
This is March, and my judgment, you couldn't be doing better. And I just think if we start reacting to everything, good or bad, that comes out, we're going to be really.
Let me tell you, Steve, one thing that helps us on your mind. Clark, and they did nothing.
That's right.
We go after the poor bastards and make them divest
and then we get held for it.
And refuse, and agree you never require anymore.
At that part, as you mentioned the other day,
I haven't been such an agreement before. And so I wish it was good.
Well, I thought you should know, I'm going to get on my social security.
I think that's very wise.
And you know if I were
well, the reason I told her, and I didn't want to touch it, is that
your political judgment on this, because I sat there in a meeting that day, and I listened, and I went, well, Christ. My way, but on the other hand, if it isn't that, now another one.
I told her today, and I want you to take a very hard look at this one. Is that water bill?
I said, no, John, that's only an authorization.
So there, maybe I can justify.
Yes, that's a little different matter. On the other hand, take a hard look, probably. Because if it comes to a point, first, I'm not for the environmental stuff. And a lot of my people around here tell me it's a hell of a lot bigger issue than I realize. But I don't. But my point is, if that's one that we can ride, we'll ride through in an authorization. But believe me, I'm inclined to think, John, that the country's got to be saved. We've got to step up in the goddamn mark, Mr. President, and I've got to do that.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
And if we lose the election, we lose the election. The environment is a matter of great interest to everybody.
Yeah,
of great interest to everybody.
But the folks on environment,
it's really on the other side. Because the people where the folks are, if you ask every person, yes, he wants to be concerned about the clean air, pure water, and so on. But if you start shutting down plants, if you want to really have a demonstration,
this is on this environment thing. Let's when you sign a water authority, you need to just say that I want to